Alistair McGowan, Lorelei King, Jeffrey Whitehead, Harriet Thorpe, and Forbes Dawson, and written by Clive Coleman.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. There are so many things. I'll probably be here for hours. I don't really know where to begin.
Let's start with the flesh. Have you erred sexually?
No, not really. Well, not at all. I haven't really met anyone to err with. I mean, I don't believe in erring before marriage. Well, a little err, perhaps. More of an eh than err. Just a cuddle or holding hands. And even then, I'd only with an err-er who I felt I could really trust.
Yes, Camilla, is that you?
No. Well, it might be. Who is this speaking, please?
You know who it is, Camilla. Believe me, I don't want to discourage you, but we went through a lot of this last time. Remember I told you that not having the exact change on the bus isn't a mortal sin?
I can't quite recall, did you?
Yes, I did. Why do you come here, Camilla? You haven't done anything wrong.
It's just so pleasant to get out and meet a man you can really talk to. And besides, surely it doesn't hurt to give me a few Hail Marys, Father.
They're for people who've transgressed, Camilla. You are blameless. Why do you want any?
I don't know, Father. It gives me something to do in the evenings, whilst I'm not erring.
I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start somewhere.
Tim, would you mind turning that noise down a little?
It's Holt, Brian.
Not quite the four-letter word I'd use to describe it.
I want to live with common people.
I think you're right to aim low, Tim.
Hey, I can't get over the way all these record companies keep sending us free CDs.
Tim, you're supposed to be researching program ideas, not learning the words to the songs.
All right, all right.
Your parents never actually sued that hospital, did they, Tim? They could have made millions. You know, I really don't understand how Camilla expects me to sit through this rubbish and come up with an idea for the feature.
You're full of the joys of spring this morning, Brian. What's up?
Nothing's up. Nothing's up at all. I just object to a bunch of brain-dead record producers turning my desk into the Virgin Megastore.
What have you got against record producers? You're always good on about them.
I've got nothing against them. I just think they're ungrateful white boys bent on crass commercialism and exploitation. They could have done so much more with their lives.
They're just doing a job, Brian, you know, in that murky world that exists beyond Glyndebourne.
Now, everyone, I'd like to run through your ideas for the music business special.
Camilla, I told you before, this really isn't my area.
Brian, you can't restrict yourself to opera and literature. The program can't afford it. Anyway, I thought you were going to look into the new charity single in aid of world hunger by Pavarotti and Meatloaf. That's the kind of thing I want. Something different, you know, a new angle. Tim, have you any ideas?
Yeah, well, actually, Brian got me thinking about the pop business and its morality-like, so I started looking through all the CDs and I found this one. Listen. It's good, isn't it? It's the Monks of Oakforth Abbey.
Yes. There's something strangely attractive about a group of dedicated young men in church singing in those lovely long robes.
But this isn't pop, Tim. It's religious music. There's a difference. You've been confused by that infernal Madonna woman. This is pure, uncorrupted godliness.
I know, but it's also number 6 in the charts, Brian. Young people are buying it. I thought it might make a good story.
Well done, Tim. This has all the makings of a brilliant feature. Old world values in the high-tech pop industry. Lonely, chart-jaded people. Possibly with very little to do in the evenings. Yearning for some spiritual companionship. Tell me more. How do I get in touch with them?
Well, since the success of their Canto Gregoriano single, they've signed up with a new record company, Mickey Melvin Records or something. They're doing an album.
What? No. Michael, you couldn't have.
Tim, come with me. I want us to be the first to meet these young men and film them on this rather wonderful journey they've embarked upon.
Don't actually say anything anywhere about them being young, Camilla.
People aren't too fussy about that sort of thing. The main thing is that as monks, they're almost bound to be men. I'm going to sack their monastery immediately.
What's the matter with you, Brian?
Ellis, he couldn't destroy that beauteous sound as well.
Who couldn't?
The son. My son. Michael.
Mickey Melvin, the record producer, is your son.
Yes.
I didn't know you had a son, Brian. You've never talked about him.
We're estranged, Ellis. I don't know why. I gave him everything. The finest boarding schools from the age of 4. A nanny to look after him in the holidays. Faxes on his birthday, no matter how inconvenient it was for me to send them. Nothing was too much trouble. We just never saw eye to eye.
Wow. And now he's some big-time record producer. Hey, you must be really proud of him.
Proud? Do you know how painful it is to me to have a son who's an utter Philistine? And he had so much promise, Ellis.
What about about his mother? I mean, I don't think you've ever mentioned being married.
I never knew his mother, Ellis. In the early 60s, like a lot of perfectly sensible people, I briefly experimented with drugs. Well, it was more of a 9-month love and narcotic sabbatical. Michael was, well, he was just sort of there.
You can't remember her at all?
Well, I have the vaguest recollection of a person answering to the name of Wind Chime with a fondness for tie-dyed underwear.
Oh, I can't go on, Tim. I'm exhausted. Why would anyone build an abbey so high up? I don't like to quibble. But with all the parking, you'd have thought it was as convenient for God to get down into the town centre as up this hillside.
Oh, it is, though, Camilla. Orpheth Abbey.
Oh, at last. Now, we're looking for Father Patrick.
Right. Hello. Welcome to Hopeforth Abbey.
Hello, Camilla Grant Davis, producer, arting about. This is Tim Mullen, my researcher.
What's your mate?
I telephoned yesterday about our program, covering some of your enchanting... chanting. We're looking for Father Patrick.
Oh, I'm afraid Father Patrick is at Vespers.
Oh, crikey, that's miles away, isn't it? Is there anyone else we could talk to?
Well, I'm Brother Benedict. I think it's me you need to speak to. I organize the Hopeforth Abbey Gregorian chant record.
Really?
Perhaps you'd like to meet the other monks involved in the singing group.
I'd be honored.
Please, follow me. Now, they're at evening study, but I'm sure they won't mind.
Hey, Camilla. Hmm? Isn't it a shame, eh? Young bloke like that, totally bald on top.
Tim!
I won't mention nothing, obviously. You know, he's probably a bit sensitive, like, isn't he?
Brother Michael, Brother Hugh, Brother Francis, we have visitors. Camilla Grant Davis and Tim Mullen from Arting About.
All right, fellas.
Hello, hello, hello. Amen. May I say that I found your Gregorian chant quite wonderful. Tell me, Francis, what made you decide to record it?
That's a bit difficult to answer.
Oh, I see. It's spiritual rather than rational. Ethereal verse incapable of earthly definition.
No, it's just that Francis took a vow of silence 3 years ago. He only breaks it for the chanting.
Hey, that reminds me of that joke.
Tim!
No, it's brilliant. It's a great joke, Camilla. There's this monastery, right, where they only allow one monk to say one sentence every 5 years, yeah? So after 5 years, one says, oh, the soup's cold, right? And then they wait 5 years, yeah? And then the next monk, he says, hey, the soup's too hot, right, yeah? So they wait another 5 years, right? And then the next monk says, I can't stand all this bickering.
We get told that one quite a lot.
All right, yeah. You would, really. Yeah. Hey, what about the two nuns in the bath?
Tim! Tell me more about Gregorian plain chant.
In truth, we're rather having second thoughts about going any further with the chanting.
Surely not.
In the first flush of our enthusiasm, we agreed to sign an album contract with Mickey Melvin Records. Mr. Melvin wishes us to go to London to record and promote it, but I have real concerns as to whether we're doing as St. Benedict would wish.
But with the right sort of media coverage, which, as Arting About's producer, I could virtually guarantee, you'd be doing something wonderful.
Do you really think so?
I know so. Let Arting About, and me in particular, be, as it were, that donkey upon which you ride into London.
Oh. very well, then.
It's settled. I even have a flat in Bayswater. It's not very big, cosy, about the size of a small chapel. I was going to buy a spare bed anyway. There's room enough for one guest. You could stay with me.
I'm not sure.
Both as a woman and a Catholic. I'll go and ring World of Leather immediately.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
What is the problem, Brian?
It's Camilla. She's got religion. She wants me to go and interview my own son about the way he's going to market these monks. He's the one who should come to me. I'm not going to do it.
Brian! Don't you dare spoil this for me!
Right, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Brian, what is so bad about going to see him?
Camilla, a fax just came to you from the record company. It's a bit blurred, like, but apparently the monks have had quite a bit of trouble finding a hotel in London. Mm-hmm. Everywhere's full up, so they're staying in a manger with some shepherds with thrush.
It says they're staying with their manager in Shepherd's Bush, you idiot.
Sorry, it's a miracle you could read it at all.
This won't do at all. Ellis, yeah. Find a hotel that welcomes monks. Tell them three.
But there's four of them.
I have a feeling that Benedict might prefer somewhere less public.
Yeah, Leslie, tell Sam Fox's people we got an O from Curie Takana. We're on the operatic aria Cockney sing-along album.
Oh, Sam will be well upset, Mickey. I thought that would be really great. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all singing, isn't it?
Yeah, Leslie, tell me, any news on that date for Cher's Wembley gig?
Yeah, her management say she won't do outdoor in August. Apparently, the implants have a tendency to melt anything over 25 centigrade.
Right, and did we sort out the support for the Stones gig?
Yeah, Mick will have a concealed Zimmer frame and Ronnie Wood will be held up by wire. Oh, blimey, Mickey, I completely forgot. That journalist bloke from the arts programme's outside.
Oh, show him in, I can give him 2 minutes.
Hello, Michael, don't call security.
Sure. You've got a nerve turning up here.
I haven't come to argue, Michael, I promise. I've been sent here to interview you about the Hopeforth Abbey monks. But I wanted to come. Look, I've been thinking. Isn't it about time we buried our differences?
Well, it isn't that easy. You've got a lot to answer for, a lot.
Look, maybe I wasn't the perfect father.
Perfect?
I mean, when I finally plucked up the courage to ask you who my mother was, you said you couldn't quite place her face. It wouldn't have been so bad had you been able to remember a name.
All right, it wasn't a conventional home. I did what I could, Michael. You never took to Maria. That was your fault, not hers.
Well, the belly dancer.
She was a ballet dancer. I was helping to coach her.
Dad, she worked in a Turkish restaurant. She kept small change in her navel.
She was studying ballet, I tell you. I've never known anyone who would pirouette on a point like her. And a nutcracker routine brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, well, do you realize you never gave me a bit of support in anything I wanted to do?
I like good music, but this synthetic noise that you package up for the mindless unwashed is a disgrace. And now you're even trying to truss up in tinsel and sell 4 dedicated men in habits.
Well, stay out of it, Dad. You don't know what I'm trying to do with the Hopeforth Abbey monks. I want them to sell more records than any other group I've ever had.
Your greed is insatiable. I tried. Don't say I haven't tried, but you're intolerable. I intend to put a stop to this once and for all.
We are going to get the chance to talk about Artingabout's coverage of our stay in London.
Tomorrow, everything's going to start getting so frenetic for you and the boys. I thought, calm before the storm. A quiet dinner at home, the flat with me, might just hit the spot. I hope the meal's all right.
The bread is superb.
Stone ground wheat germ.
And the water.
I'm so glad. Oh, I have a million ideas. I was going to do gruel, but I thought no. No, nothing fancy. Simple, but tasty.
Camilla, it's very kind of you to put me up here, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. But life for a monk is, well, it's different. I've lived a life of poverty and chastity.
Haven't we all? I'm always overdrawn.
No. You're making this very difficult for me.
Oh, Benedict, I know things are difficult. You're a monk. I'm permanently unattached. But you're out in the world now. Give it a little time. Promise me that at least.
Well, just so long as we understand each other. Look, I'm really rather tired. Perhaps I should turn in.
No problem. Now, do you want the bed or the sackcloth? I have both.
It's the second week of the Hopeforth Monks London promo tour. Record producer Mickey Melvin has brought the group here to a derelict warehouse on the Isle of Dogs to take photos for their album cover.
And cut it.
Right, Benedict, lads. Yeah, can I introduce Philip Liebman, the best lens and shutter man in the music game?
Greetings.
Felicitations.
Hello, man.
Right, guys, up against the brickwork. Okay, beautiful. Now, Francis, can you give me a little more penitence? Great. Right, now, same pose now, but just lower the hoods a tiny bit and really hit me with repentance. That's perfect, Frank, perfect. Keep it. Really forgive him. That's it. Great. Now, Michael, give me that hungry, fasting look. Fantastic! Now, inner grace, Benedict. Show me inner grace with just a hint of hermit.
No, I can't do it, Brian. Camilla said I'm not supposed to tell anyone which hotel the monks are staying at.
But I have to note him. I assure you, I'm acting in their best interest.
I'm sorry, Brian, mate. It's more than my life's worth.
Oh, can't you just give me a clue? I bet you didn't say anything about giving clues.
No, that's true. No, she didn't say... All right, let me think. Yeah. It sounds like something that you might find in a hot dog bar.
Sausage.
No.
Sausage on the Park?
No.
Holiday sausage?
No.
No. Saveloy? Saveloy? The Savoy!
No, actually, it's a Dorchester, yeah. Sorry. I hadn't really thought the clue through, like.
Yes, I'm sorry, Tim, I had to do it. Goodbye.
The question on every record company's lips is, could religion be the next big thing? The monks of Hopeforth Abbey have unleashed a massive surge of interest in religious music, and the public want more. Some record company executives are said to be attending up to 5 services a day.
Yeah, for me, Matins is different class. You know, it's like a celebration. A lot of people prefer Evensong. It's that bit more mellow, sort of ballady, you know. And the thing about Evensong is you don't have to play it in the evening. You know, you can play it any time you want. That's the beauty of it, really.
Oh, yes, sir. The Hopeforth party are in the Imperial Suite to take the lift to the 8th floor. If it was up to me, I wouldn't have them in the hotel. I think it's indecent.
Yes, me too. There's only one proper place for them, and that's a monastery.
Oh, very good, sir. Very good indeed.
Good God, am I too late?
Yeah, that's right, Hugh. Throw the television through the window. Lovely. Oh, brilliant, man.
I've burnt the carpet, Leslie, but the floorboards seem to be nailed down.
There's a claw hammer in the door to the minibar. If you can't prise it out, use that pneumatic thing.
What in goodness name is going on here?
We're tossing an hotel room.
Trashing the hotel room. You're the bloke from the arts programme. You should be covering this from outside the building. You'll have missed the tropical fish tank.
Listen to me, boys. My name's Brian Melvin. But that's not important right now. I'm here to save you. Don't you see? This woman is bad.
Oh, hello. You've been talking to my ex.
Look at the state of this room.
Don't go in there.
Why not?
Two nuns in a bath.
Good God.
Oh, look, chill out, guy. This sort of stunts sell records, you know.
Yes, I was against it at first, but it's terrific fun once you get into it. Oh, have a glass of sacramental wine, Brian.
That's Jack Daniels.
Yes, that was Leslie's idea. Frankie, roll up one of those wafers for our guest.
Right, look, I've got to fly, guy. Don't keep him too long, Bri. Benedict's got to drive the moped into the pool in 30 minutes. Can't keep the tabloids waiting.
Look, you don't know what's happening to you. You're losing touch with your calling. You must listen to me. It's imperative that you stop now. Don't do the live concert, I beg you.
But why? Everything seems to be going so well.
I'm no preacher, but, well, I have a dream that one day we'll be free of the sweltering heat of commercialism. I have a dream today that even in the world of popular music dripping with the seamy sweat of corruption, purity will come. Yes, I have a dream. To be pure or not to be pure, that is the question. Read my lips. No new albums. Let this be your finest hour. And above all, remember, brothers, today in the world of religious music, the proudest post is Ich bin ein Believer.
In this vibrant atmosphere, a host of new musical styles are being formed. The Methodist beat, fundamentalist funk, Jehovah's Witness rap taken, it is said, from the sound of a hand repeatedly striking a front door. But whether it's Baptist bebop, Presbyterian punk, or Seventh-day Adventist soul, holy cow, Christian music is certainly having its second coming. And this week's chart tells the story.
Hallelujah, brothers, and glory be, pop pickers. It's time for the good news about the top 10. That's hits. Prayer pushes, not commandments. It's a re-release of Water into Red, Red Wine from UB40. I Don't Know How to Love Him by Elvis Costello and the Samaritans. Down 2 places at 8, it's Anoint Me with Holy Water by who else? Wet, Wet, Wet. The Stones move 1 to 7 with I Can't Get No Transubstantiation. Well, now, up 2 at 6, it's He Ain't Heavy, He's My Father Confessor. The re-release, The Second Coming from Derek and the Dominicans. We have an on-mover at 5. It's Motorhead and Alan Jones with There Is a Green Hill Far Away. The top trinity now, and at 3, it's those Fab Four monks of Hopeforth Abbey with I Can't Chant Without You. That 2 spot belongs to Sir Cliff Richard with We're All Going on a Summer Holy Day, right? And wait for it, for a miraculous 26-week running, that means that the 1 record in Britain is the artist formerly known as Pope with Relax. Don't do it.
When a monk loves a woman,
Can't keep his mind on nothing else. It's what the world is a good thing she's found.
Camilla?
Michael! Have you seen Benedict? Now, you must look at this wonderful sweater. As soon as I saw it, I said, that's Benedict. I thought he might wear it for tonight's concert. Do you like it?
Yes, it's very, golfy.
I can't wait for him to try it on. Where did you say he was?
Well, I didn't, but I think he's in his room.
Ecstasies. Ecstasies. Oh, Benedict.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was a revelation.
Benedict, I'm back.
Oh, Camilla. Another golf sweater. Great. The most wonderful thing's happened. You must hear this.
Who is that woman?
This is Sister Eve. Hmm? We've been practicing the ecstasis.
Have you?
You missed the most fantastic fusion.
Did I? Oh, Benedict, I don't expect you to be a saint, but I go shopping and you invite some little tramp up here.
Oh, Camilla, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly. But I thought after that meal I made you that we had something.
But Camilla, this is all entirely innocent.
What's my life coming to when I can't even trust a monk not to two times me?
But Camilla, you're getting this all wrong.
So this is how it ends. If not with a bang, then with a wimple. You've changed, Benedict, but I still have my pride.
Oh, come back, Camilla, come back. I'm here among the huge crowds of press and young girls who have gathered for the Hopeless Monk's only London concert. There was consternation earlier when Channel 4's religious music expert, Terry Christian, began interviewing fans.
Right, come on, behave, will you there? So what is it about these monks that you find, like, so exciting?
No, I can't say.
Oh,
I'm coming with one of the Benedict. She doesn't know. No, I can't.
Oh, come on, come on. What is it?
I want... respect him.
What?
I'd like to get him alone and really respect him and read Leviticus and vow austerity and everything.
You go your way with him and do nothing to Deuteronomy and all.
Well, I don't know what his mum would say about that, like, but what about getting his togs off?
What?
You know, licking his cassock and having a good ring of his old bells there, you know.
What's wrong about?
You know, bit of a rave around his name sort of thing, eh?
Come on, Tan, he's boring.
Eh? Oh.
In here, Tim. All right, boys, I've set everything in motion. There's a car waiting to take you back to the monastery. You don't have to go through with this ridiculous charade.
No, I'm sorry about this. It's my father... You'll have to leave. These boys are preparing for their first live concert.
We've met your father, Mickey. He came and spoke to us at the hotel.
That's right, Michael. And I persuaded them not to have anything to do with your slick commercial blasphemy.
Well, you didn't exactly persuade us. And there's nothing commercial about this venture.
Good God, I really have created a monster in you, haven't I? You're lining your pockets on the back of the Holy Scriptures and you don't even feel a jot of guilt.
I'm not making a penny out of the Hope Forth project.
Don't try and blind me with your creative accounting.
The money's all going to the church.
Thank you. There, you see, the money's all going to the church. The church? But what about the nuns in the bath?
Members of the Our Lady of the Inviolable Chastity backing choir. The hot water wasn't working in their room. We've even been giving them one-to-one tuition on the canticles of ecstasy.
Hey, I had one of them canticles of ecstasy once. I couldn't stop dancing for like 3 days.
Mickey's providing his services free of charge.
Free of charge?
It's down to him that we're able to set up the new spiritual center. And the two orphanages.
Yes, that's why me and the boys have decided to really rock tonight.
Oh, my God, what have I done, Michael? Michael, can you ever forgive me?
Oh, Dad, it's no problem. I should have grasped the olive branch at my office. Come on, let's grasp it now.
Yes, oh yes. Let me help you with this tremendous work you're doing. Is there anything I can do? Name it.
Well, you could tell me who my mother is.
Anything else? Anything?
Hello, St. Paul's! Pax vobis cum Domine Sanctus! Wow! Do you feel all right? Let me hear you in the transept. Cats in the crypt.
You know what it's like when a guy and a doll are gathered together in one place and, yay, they misunderstand the karma. And you just want to tell them, hey, you really care. This one's called Camilla.
It's close to midnight and someone special's lurking in your heart. You see a girl who tears your soul apart.
Is it a dream? Or did she cook one hell of a good dinner? She's a Camilla, an emotional villa. We had a little row, but now I miss her, miss her, miss her.
Oh, hey, no, no, thanks, thanks.
Benedict.
Oh, Camilla. You were in the audience.
C3, pew 9.
Oh.
Oh, Benedict, I'm so sorry that I doubted you. I mustn't be silly and jump to the wrong conclusions. Mm. Your song, oh, darling, there's so much to plan.
Camilla, if ever I were to forsake my vows, you would be the only one I could ever be with.
My sweet love, if...
I'm going back to the Abbey, Camilla. We have given people an insight into the Lord's glory, but now it's time to return.
But I thought... That song! Benedict, we were meant to be together.
You are the very model of goodness, but I must return to a life of all male celibacy and prayer.
No! No, you can't!
I have no choice.
But I think I'm pregnant.
That's impossible. We slept in different rooms.
I know. It must have been an immaculate conception.
Farewell.
Oh, you louse. You're just like all the rest. All you want from a girl is a quick bit of abstinence, respect, and piety.
Here in the gate start, Alistair McGowan, Jeffrey Whitehead, Forbes Matson, Harriet Thorpe, and Lorelei King. With Melanie Hudson, Kim Wall, Alice Freeman, and Clive Coleman. With music by Murray Gold and Pete Dakey. The show is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.